Good morning to you all. We welcome you on Mother's Day to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8, where Solomon speaks to his son. And he says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father." But he doesn't stop there, does he? He says, "And forsake not the law of thy mother." The Hebrew word law there could easily be translated teaching. The instruction of a mother is not to be forsaken. You know, whenever we forsake something, we just simply put it out of our minds. We're not connected with it on a regular basis. I find this all the time. You know, 1 year can go by, and I'll be on my desk, and I'll find something. Oh, my goodness, I've been looking for that since last year. It's not been in my mind. It's been sitting there the whole time in my rubble pile in my office. And that's what happens. That is exactly what happens. Whenever things are out of sight, they're out of mind. A mother's teaching is to never go out of sight, therefore, never go out of mind. What's happened to our country? It is sickening to me to realize what our country has become. Because now we're almost in a fifth generation of people that have left the Word of God. We no longer have the Word of God in our minds. Mothers are not teaching solid moral instruction to their children. If they are, it's not being passed down to the generations that follow them. There has been a major breakdown, a forsaking of a mother's law in America. Now, what does that mean going forward? It means that our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren will not have the moral foundation upon which to build a life, and therefore we'll lose it. We'll lose it. I posted a meme yesterday. There's three countries that allow selective abortion. China, North Korea, and the United States. Only three out of all the nations of the world. Now, what has that left us? It's left us people ranting and screaming in Washington, D.C., saying, "My body, my life." No recognition of a little child within. No recognition of that child's life, that child's body. Oh, it's just about me. And by the way, it's a wonderful thing. The liberals now have discovered women again. After this past 2 or 3 years of nothing but questioning, we discovered women again. That's an amazing thing. It's just a pendulum. And we're in the pendulum motion, folks, because we've forsaken the instruction of a godly father and the instruction and teaching of a godly mother. You should thank God every minute of the day if you've had that benefit. But don't just thank God for it. Pass it on. Pass it on to your children. Pass it on to your grandchildren so they may benefit from the blessing of instruction from God's Word.